1057 CFW is the Valley's fun station. All these great songs on the go wherever you need them. And all the news and info you need as well with the new free Civic Media app. Download that in the Google Play or App Store today and bring us along with on 1057 CFW.
Around. 1057 CFW.
The man to pour the coffee, and he beginning was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. And so I raise my head. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt. And while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
CFW. She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. and I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out as fuse out of every home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job.
CFW. Remember this one?
1057
CFW.
1057 CFW.
Drunk. Didn't mean to call you that.
rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I'm
get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering changes to its deer management units. According to DNR officials, the agency will host a number of open houses this month to gather community input on what proposed changes should be implemented. The changes would shift the deer management units to a process closer to the one used prior to 2011 based on habitat types rather than county lines. The DNR plans to present an emergency rule on the proposal, and if approved, the new units could be in place for the 2025 deer hunting seasons. Despite a few hiccups, like needing to recount 30,000 ballots in Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Election Commission says Tuesday's election was safe and secure with no major issues reported. On Wednesday, WEC officials reminded residents that the election is technically not over, as the official results still need to be verified and certified through the canvassing process. The numbers residents see now are unofficial results with votes that have been counted but not verified and certified. The deadline for the chairperson to certify the election is December 1st. The town of Wheaton held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the opening of a free water refill station this week. Officials say the groundwater in Chippewa County has seen an increase in nitrates, so the Chippewa County Land Conservation and Forest Management Department has been looking for ways to prevent further contamination and provide clean water options. The water refill station is among those projects, with freeze-resistant infrastructure so it can be used year-round. The organization is also giving out free bottles to be used at the station. The Healthcare Workforce Training Institute in Chippewa County will offer free CPR and AED certification thanks to grant funding. The Community Foundation of Chippewa County received a nearly $27,000 grant for the program, which will see the institute offer over 20 training sessions for free. Officials are hoping the program will improve survival rates for rural patients who may not have quick access to the healthcare they need. The first session will be held in early December, and a full schedule and registration is available online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly clear skies, a light southwest breeze in mid-30s by daybreak. Your Friday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area, highs in the mid-50s. A few clouds roll in Friday night. Saturday, look for some showers in the afternoon. Currently 41 degrees.
CFW.
Stomach is sick, and it's all 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
What's she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before.